The blistering cold seeped through Cabe's insulated jacket as he crested the ridge. He stopped moving long enough to check out the short stretch of open land in front of him. Then he cursed his former boss for calling in a favor and dropping him in the middle of fucking nowhere, Alaska. A thin layer of ice crusted over snow. White blanketed the area, hanging off trees in clumps, weighing down branches until they looked ready to snap in half. Bad weather never bothered him before, but he hated everything about this assignment. The rough free climb to get there, the snow, going in blind, all of it. This time, the encoded operation briefing file had consisted of only one page. These coordinates, a timeline that had given him 3 days to get there, and a cryptic message. Not even a contact name or photo of a target, just a code he needed to memorize and hear from whoever he found out here. Then, the three words he'd been told to deliver. Holly, Trent, Clear. The lack of information made him wonder if he'd been sent on a one-way assignment, lured in so someone could sneak up behind him and put a bullet in his brain. Possible, but good luck to anyone who tried. Cabe had no idea what the hell it all meant. Didn't actually care. He got paid whether he understood the endgame or not. And this operation demanded in-person communication. So whoever waited on the other end for this intel must need it to stay under. Possibly maintain the pretense of being dead. That was the only explanation for the inability to get a message out here any other logical way. With the help of binoculars, he could make out the cabin in the distance. Small, tucked into a round of trees and, like every other thing around here, coated in a layer of drifting snow. If he hadn't been looking for the place, he might have missed it. Well, he wouldn't. Others would. But he'd been trained to hunt, track, and eliminate when necessary. One last scan of the area for signs of life, and then he moved. Already dropped into a doubled-over crouch, he traveled inch by slow inch as he listened for any sound that could pinpoint his objective. Watching for a potential attack that could come from any direction, human, or even unmanned drone. His gun never wavered, and he kept his knife close.